is a Baal Tshuva for 20 plus years now. How do I cope with my wife's unwillingness to make a total commitment to Torah Judaism? She agrees to modern orthodoxy, previously 0% commitment. Example, having TVs, not covering her hair except for Shabbos, etc. Modern Orthodox education for children. As a 50-plus-year-old, it is painful to know precious time for our children, especially 17, 12, and 3, are slipping away. The pain is, although I know the right direction, I am unable to traverse that direction for the family out of fear of the unthinkable. Thus, I compromise. Thus, the family, including myself, are dragged down by compromising our Judaism and total commitment towards Hashem. Anonymous from Brooklyn, New York. Obviously, your problem is a very complex one. I would be a fool to try to offer you advice, not knowing who you are, who your wife is, what she's prepared to do, what you're prepared to do. I do see, though, that your wife has come a long way from previously zero commitment to at least a good level of commitment, and maybe there's hope that she will grow if she's given the proper guidance. What I can tell you is that you must have a Rav, a personal Rav who knows you and your family situation and can guide you in what areas you're allowed to compromise and what areas you're not allowed to compromise, and can guide you and your wife and your children along the path of growth towards greater and greater levels in Torah learning and Torah observance. And if it's done properly, then you will see great benefit and great strides, both in your growth, your wife's growth, and your children's growth. But it has to be monitored and guided by a Rav who is capable of doing that, who is learned, and who is sensitive. And you must find a Rav like that and be part of a kehila that's led by a Rav like that. Can't do it on your own, and you surely can't do it by asking questions from a internet website to someone who doesn't know you, your family, or your specific situation, and can't be involved on a ongoing basis. So if you want to contact me with more details or whatever, and maybe I know where you live, I can suggest a Rav that you could see. You can contact me at my personal email or through the website. Hatzlacha Rabba.